Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture. Maestro is an Oscar-nominated movie Bradley Cooper's in, and I'm sure it's a perfect quality, well-done movie, but it looks a little boring. Honestly, I fell asleep during the billboard. Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Peachtree Street in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's holding down on Hudson Street in New York City. And you could be anywhere in North America. You could be anywhere in planet Earth right now. Thank you for listening. And shout outs to all the troops and service members, men and women, retired, not retired, people who are active. I know you out there. I know you're listening. I know you on a boat, a submarine, a plane. You're listening. And you doing some top secret stuff. Oh, I know. Don't track me, though. Don't track me. But I know you out there. And thank you. Thank you to everybody who serves and helps somebody else. I don't give a damn what you do. I appreciate you, okay? I'm going to be rolling with you for the next hour. I've been hanging out for 3 hours already. This show, the JR Sport Brief Show, gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. East Coast, West Coast, everything in the middle, overseas, over the... Hickey, how does it go? Over the country and through the woods to grandma's house?
To grandma's house we go.
So what is it? Over the trees? Under the trees? What is it?
Through the trees. Over the mountains? Over the mountains and through the trees to grandma's house? Oh, boy.
Over the mountains, through the woods, up the trees, and whatever the hell it is. Yeah, shout outs to your grandma, too. We love grandmas. Everybody loves grandmas. Anyway, if you missed a minute of the show, you can always listen on the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Thank you to everybody tuned in on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Thank you to every person locked in on SiriusXM channel 158. Thank you to people listening on a smart speaker. Sometimes I'm in my house, I'm just like, hey, Alexa, play this. And Alexa does it. Alexa, play CBS Sports Radio. Boom, it works. You can also go to CBSSportsRadio.com and you can listen to the show at any time of the day. You missed a minute, you missed a second. The Odyssey app has you all locked in. Thank you so much to Eric Kelly. This man was a national boxing champ, multiple time gold gloves winner in New York State and city, Olympic level boxer. He's now a trainer, owns a gym, trains celebrities. He doesn't like this Mike Tyson, Jake Paul stuff. Thank you so much to Eric Kelly for joining us in the last break. We've had a busy show. Thank you as well to Brandon Cristal, who joined us. Brandon Cristal covers the Denver Broncos, and we had a chance and an opportunity to talk about the mess that's out in Denver right now. We know that they had to eat a lot of money, $80-plus million, in giving Russell Wilson the boot. And we also learned that Russell Wilson, it appears that there's some mutual interest between Russell Wilson and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Also, thank you so much to Matt Parrino. The Buffalo Bills have started to clean house, getting rid of guys like Poyer and restructuring contracts like Von Miller, telling Tre'Davious White, see you later. At some point in time, we can look at Josh Allen. His contract is likely to be readjusted. Thank you to Matt Parrino, who covers the Bills, for joining us. We talked about the injury to Carl Anthony Towns, and he has a busted meniscus. There's just been so much that we've been able to discuss. And how could I forget Ben Simmons? Ben Simmons, who is out for the season with the Brooklyn Nets, once again out with a back injury that is now affecting nerves and other issues in his body. Ben Simmons is owed $40 million this year to finish this season. Ben Simmons is owed $40 million next season as well. Ben Simmons, I don't want to be the negative guy, but let's be real. Ben Simmons' career could be over. Anyway, we've talked about a lot. and we're going to continue to talk about a lot. A matter of fact, let's get to Russell Wilson first. It was reported earlier today that the Steelers and Russell Wilson have mutual interest. And I said earlier in the show that this is like two ugly people getting together and making a pretty baby. This is the possibility between Russell Wilson and the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers have been looking for their quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger departed, or they politely kind of shoved him out the door two seasons ago. I know, it feels like longer. And Russell Wilson, well, damn it, this is basically the second time that he's being shoved out of the door. And so this is like a bunch of rejects getting together and, I don't know, making a wonderful relationship. Because if you ask Ben Roethlisberger himself, who has a podcast, Footballing with Ben, stupid name, it was only a couple of months ago Ben Roethlisberger was yelling to the mountaintops, to the mountains in western Pennsylvania, that, look, the Steelers, they need a leader. Listen to this man.
Maybe the tradition of the Pittsburgh Steelers is done. Maybe it needs to be formed a new kind of way. I don't know. But you don't have it on offense right now, and it's just making it really hard. You're not seeing, in my opinion, the toughness on offense. And I say toughness in the sense of a Steeler toughness. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with, like okay, this guy's soft. Or like, who's grabbing someone by the face mask and being like, uh-uh.
Yeah.
That's not what we do. That's not what we do.
Is Russell Wilson going to bring Steeler toughness to Pittsburgh? Is Russell Wilson going to bring toughness to the Steelers? Is he going to start grabbing people by the face mask? I don't think so. I don't think that's Russell Wilson's way. He does have experience. I think even at this point, he's still better than Kenny Pickett. And it was only a couple of weeks ago that Russell Wilson sat down on the Pivot podcast and he's like, Yeah, I don't care where, but I need to win more Super Bowls. I need to feel it in my spine like Ben Simmons. Listen.
I got more fire than ever, honestly, especially over the past 2 years of what I've gone through, whether if it's in Denver or somewhere else. I hope it's in Denver. You know, I hope I get to finish there. I committed there. I wanted to be there. You know, I want to be there. For me, it's about winning. Over the next 5 years, I want to win too. I want to feel the chill of that trophy again.
Yeah, he wants to feel the trophy tingling in his spine and his fingertips. Good for him. I think everybody wants to win a Super Bowl. And at this point, look, I've said this plenty of times. I think that a great landing spot for any quarterback is here in Atlanta, Georgia. And it's not because I'm in Atlanta. It's because I think they have the best weapons, okay? Just flat and period. Pittsburgh ain't too far behind. You got to think about Pickens, and then you start going on to Johnson and Najee Harris. But I think the Falcons are stacked. But Russell Wilson, he needs to jump quick. He doesn't have time to wait on a Kirk Cousins flirtation with Atlanta. He needs to move. Because the minute that one job goes, Russell Wilson could be screwed and getting whatever is left. That's not the case. I think this is a great situation if Russell Wilson goes to the Steelers. I just hope it works out. I hope Mike Tomlin isn't cursing him out. Well, Mike Tomlin ain't going to curse somebody out on the sidelines, but he may politely do it at the end of a game about how they didn't execute. At least Russell Wilson can say, I got experience getting cursed out by my head coach. Put Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh. Is he solving their leadership void? I'm not sure. I do know that we're going to get amazing quotes from Russell Wilson. Hickey, what is it that he would say as a Steeler? What is it?
Steeler Nation, let's weld.
Steeler Nation, let's weld. let's build things. Let's
eat pierogies.
Oh my God, have you've been down in Pittsburgh, huh?
Yes, and going to school and State College, kind of neighboring area that kind of bleeds over.
You've been over to Permanti's?
Oh yes, we had one in school. Delicious.
Oh my God. Heart attack, right?
Yeah, Russ can't have too many of those. I guess that can't be his catchphrase.
Oh, what is it? So it's a sandwich with steak and mayonnaise and French fries, right?
Oh yeah, and like a few. I think there's lettuce in there, so like there's your greens.
It's balanced.
A balanced hearty meal. Checks every box.
It's healthy. Yes. Speaking of health, this was also something terrible that we learned today. Shout-outs to everybody in Kansas City who loves Chiefs football. Shout-outs to everybody who lives in a cold weather climate where it gets freezing. people in Western New York, the Northeast, the Midwest, and the mountains, people know, the flatlands, people know about cold, right? Earlier this year, we know that the NFL had its fourth coldest game in Kansas City. The Kansas City Chiefs hosted and then beat them warm-ass Dolphins. Tua Tagovailoa looked like he'd rather be at home in his comforter under his bed, not in the bed, but under it. And we know that there were some fans that needed to be taken out of the stadium due to the freezing, frigid, dangerous conditions. Well, we also learned that some of those fans, well, they didn't die, but they are literally paying a physical price, a permanent physical price. Take a listen to this. This is from Fox out in Kansas City. Those fans, they literally gave up a limb.
The medical director here at Grossman Burns Center says 70% of the patients that she saw for frostbite after that bitter cold are now having to schedule amputations.
Garcia told us in January she'd already seen dozens of frostbite patients, many of those Chiefs fans who attended the playoff game where it was -4 and a wind chill of -27 at kickoff.
Patients who had their frostbite injuries during that cold snap that we had along with the Chiefs game, they're just now getting to the point where we are starting to discuss their amputations that might be necessary.
And for the estimated 30% lucky enough to avoid amputation after undergoing treatment the past few weeks in hyperbaric oxygen tanks,
is still a lifelong process. They will have sensitivity and pain typically for the rest of their lives and will always be more susceptible to frostbite in the future.
Come on. You go to a football game and now you're losing digits? You're losing, you know, like, come on, what? Was it worth it? The Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl. They beat Miami on the way, but was it worth it? Like, how? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I know you can go to a football game and get knocked out. We've seen that. Unfortunately, up in New England, a guy died in a fight. I mean, look, you got to be careful. You start going to them Giants games and them Dodgers games, people gets to fighting. You going to a football game and losing limbs, losing toes and fingers because you want to watch the Chiefs while it feels like -40? What? Staying my ass at home. Hickey, what's going on in Kansas City? A couple of guys died in a guy's backyard too, right?
Frozen to death.
Three guys froze to death in another guy's backyard. And the other guy slept, what did he say? He slept for 2 days straight?
With a fan on. So he couldn't hear any banging on the door.
What's going on in Kansas City?
I don't know. I don't know if it's lack of glove usage, if it's pride. I would have bundled up.
They said those guys were using drugs, I believe. I think they were.
For those three guys.
The three guys who passed away in the backyard were using drugs. And another guy just went to rehab, I believe. The guy who slept for 2 days straight.
That'll do a number to you.
What was he? Was he hibernating? Like, what the hell drug was he on?
Got a lot of questions.
Listen, there's a lot of folks out there that are still looking for answers.
And hopefully one day we get them.
Look, man, being a Kansas City Chiefs fan is just, is rough. It's rough. That doesn't even take into account the terrible tragedy that they had at the parade where you had two idiots out there just pulling weapons, just letting it loose. And then from a team perspective, just last week, like internally, The players are like, hey, playing for the Chiefs, yeah, you win a championship, but the owner is a liar. He won't renovate the locker rooms and the facilities. He got a damn mansion up in his suite, literally. I ain't exaggerating. The suite turns into a two-story mansion in the back. The Chiefs are, they're special. I'm not saying the Kansas City Chiefs have turned into the, I don't want to say the Dallas Cowboys, where they're just a joke and a mess, but damn, people losing limb, it just sucks. 855-212-4CBS, It's 855-212-4CBS. Is this a bingo or what's this guy's name, Hickey?
Bino.
Bino's here from Oregon. You're on the JR Sportbrief Show. What's up, Bino?
Hey, JR. I'm not even qualified to be calling you, but I think the biggest fight that
should be fun.
I've heard about was Tank and Ryan Davis this year, or Ryan Garcia.
I don't even think that was this year. I feel like that was last year. Was that this year? Yeah, no, you don't know?
It's 2024.
It's 20 what? I swear that fight was last year. Let's see, when was that fight? That fight was in June. Oh, my God. Hey, Hickey, he wasn't lying. He said he wasn't qualified to talk about it.
Oh, jeez. When was this?
That fight was April of last year.
Oh, wow.
That fight was April. That was almost a year ago.
We're on the 1-year anniversary.
April 22nd, Gervonta Davis took on Ryan Garcia. Now, Ryan Garcia is supposed to fight Devin Haney. And these guys are going through social media back and forth, and people are saying Ryan Garcia is not in his right mind. It's just there is no biggest fight in boxing. Throw that idea out the window, okay? There is none. I love boxing, by the way. I used to work for Showtime. They had me announce some of these fights, not there, but like the press conferences. They're very nice. They've asked me to do these things. But look, man, I'm not going to sit here and tell you boxing is dead. But it ain't what it used to be. We just heard from Eric Kelly. I need boxing to get back to this space. I need boxing to get back to a space. And I'm going to play this clip because it's so dangerous and violent again. I need boxing to get to a space where Mike Tyson beats up Lou Savarese and then tells Lennox Lewis he's going to eat his kids on Showtime. Listen to this.
Yeah, Lennox, I'm coming for you. If no one can stop me. Lennox is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nantua. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
Some JR wisdom. Don't eat anybody's kids. Don't threaten to eat anybody's kids. The JR Sportbrief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. Mike Tyson, 25 years ago, certainly crazy, threatening to eat people's kids. Listen, there's a college football coach who left his job at UCLA. Maybe he's crazy, maybe he's not. His name is Chip Kelly. We're going to learn how crazy he is on the other side of the break as he explains his departure. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sportbrief Show. Don't move.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, I love this. Hickey, you like Well, what the hell? What is this? Smells like Teen Spirit.
Smells
it's Nirvana.
Like Teen Spirit. That's right.
You like Nirvana?
I like this song. Yeah.
Oh, I love this song. I love it. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love the part where he starts screaming. I don't know what he says, but I love it.
You want to imitate it? Come on. You can take it over.
Nah, I can't. Listen, I just came back from a sore throat.
True. I forgot about that.
What do you?
You sound good today, so honestly, I forgot. The last few days were a struggle.
I had a guy. He's a guy. This guy will go unnamed. No, he's not my boyfriend. I don't have a boyfriend. I'm heterosexual, but I got a guy. He gave me a tip here. Well, he's a bartender. That's who he is. I had a bartender. He said, "Hey, JR, your voice sucks." I said, "I don't have no voice." He says, "Look, I'm going to give you hot water. and agave with lemon. Says, you drink this while you have your show, and you'll be okay. Hickey, it works. It worked.
You sound great.
I sound better than my voice is, it's really been hurting. It doesn't sound like it, but it's been hurting. And so I'm happy at least I've been able to go to every day's been a little bit more of a progression. And so by the time we get to tomorrow, not that I sit around and yell on this show, but if necessary, I can scream some Nirvana lyrics and then we'll all be happy for it. I think.
I'm here for it. Let's do it. Tomorrow, play the song again. You'll take the solo and just scream your head off.
Yeah, well, listen, man. I gotta work tomorrow right here on CBS. And then on Saturday, I got to be ready for New York City. I'll be back on a WFAN from a Saturday show. So I got to protect the vocal cords here, you know? I got to try to do something.
And then back Monday, not a lot of break for that voice of yours.
I'll just get one day. And is Sunday really a break? Probably not. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of a break, there's a college coach that wanted a break. I know we talked about Nick Saban yesterday. Thank you so much to Chris Lowe for coming through, put up that amazing article after speaking to Nick Saban and Kalen DeBoer about moving on and moving into Alabama. And we know Chip Kelly, he decided to move on. Chip Kelly basically said, listen, y'all, I don't want to be anybody's head coach again. But instead of just quitting and going into retirement and counting his money, Chip Kelly is not all that old. He's only 60 years old. Okay, Chip Kelly still got some gas in the tank to do something. We know he decided to leave UCLA. This man is going to be at Ohio State, the Ohio State University out in Columbus. He's going to be offensive coordinator. He's going to be the quarterback's coach. And everybody tried to wonder, hey, man, why the hell are you going backwards? Well, let's think about how much money Chip Kelly has made over the course of his career. I mean, just over the past, 15, 16 years, this man has coached the 49ers. He coached the Eagles. He was at Oregon and UCLA. This man has made some money. Damn it, if I got to think about the contract that the Eagles gave him, it had to have been, 30-plus million bucks. He's been making about $5 or $6 million a year coaching at UCLA. Do the math. I don't think Chip Kelly needs money. And like Nick Saban and Krzyzewski and every other coach that has decided to quit, Chip Kelly said, damn it, I'm going to quit, but then I'm going to go do something else. I'm going to work with someone that I'm familiar with, Ryan Day from The Ohio State University. And Chip Kelly basically explained why he decided to leave UCLA. Listen to what he said.
I think it started when we were preparing for our bowl game. Ryan Gunnarsson, who's a great quarterback coach, left to go to Oregon State as the coordinator, so he wasn't there. So I actually coached quarterbacks during the bowl game, and I just started to think, like, I hadn't actually coached a position since 2008. And then I think my wife remarked, she's like, I haven't seen you this happy in a long time. And to me, the best part of football is football. And so you got to do football and not do some of the things that involve with the head coaching deal. And I had a chance after we beat Boise in the bowl game, and as we started recruiting, just to kind of think about what that experience was like, and then I get to make the decision on what my future is going to be, and so what do I want to do? So I started to look into, is there an opportunity, and it would have been the right spot to go somewhere and just coach a position again and be back with that group.
So, Hickey, did he leave because his wife said he was happy, or did he leave because he didn't want to coach anymore? Which one was it?
Both. Is it possible to say both, all the above?
The guy comes home one day and his wife is like, oh, my God, you were coaching the quarterbacks. You look so happy. Yeah, babe. I think this is better than running the whole team. And I can't blame him, right? Like, being management sometimes is laborious. It's a pain in the ass. Sometimes you're just like, do I want to do this? Everybody has those moments, right, Hickey? I guess, I don't know, right?
Maybe. Oh, yeah. I've had those moments.
Management?
Not management, but, like, you know, everyone, I feel like, in your everyday job, even if you love it, there are some days where it's just like, oof, this is rough.
You're not going to up and, like, leave me in, like, 3 weeks, are you?
No, because I'm still here. But I'm just saying, you go through it. Everyone goes through it.
I'm just making sure that you're not just going to ditch me.
No, I'd never do that. I'm like Chip Kelly, having the time of my life.
Yeah, well, it took him through a lot of failure, right? His poor wife?
Imagine, I mean, if he claims he hasn't been this happy since 2008.
About football. Not at home. Not at home.
It could bleed over.
You think he walks into the house and he's taking it out on his wife?
I'm not saying he's taking it out, but it's like, you know, maybe he's not good at compartmentalizing. And all of a sudden now, you know, the office drags home and he's just miserable and grumpy and
short. You
know what?
You are right. You are right. You're correct. Because the man just said, my wife said, I've never seen you this happy. Wow.
It's a long time to be unhappy.
He must walk in the door and go, hey, why's my slipper 3 feet away from the front door instead of two? You know, he's a miserable guy here. Chip Kelly continued talking. He said he's found happiness at Ohio State. He found it already. He just quit. Listen.
Because I think as a head coach, you sit in on position meetings, but then you're always getting pulled out. And there's other things that are involved with being a head coach. And I think it's more of a CEO operation right now. You know, it's the job and the landscape, as we all know, of college football has changed. So I just thought at the time that, you know, there's a story about John Lennon when he was a little kid that had an assignment of what do you want to be when you grow up? And he said, I want to be happy. And then his teacher said, I don't think you understand the assignment. And his mom said, I don't think you understand life. So I just want to be happy. And I'm really happy coaching a position, really happy to be at this place. You know, it would have taken a special place for me to leave UCLA because I love those players and I love that coaching staff. But to be here with Ryan, I had a great relationship. I've known Ryan since he was a little kid. So I think a lot of things just fell into place that way.
Oh, that's sweet, man. Right, it's sweet. Hey, Marco Belletti.
Yep.
You gotta know when to hold them, know when to fold them, right?
That's not bad, Kenny. Now, look, I'm all for this for Chip Kelly. I really am. I'm one of the few. He's got enough money. He's got to keep doing this. He's going to live in football. He wants to live in football. But he's like, you know what? The hell with this. I'm going to do what I want to do. You know what? He's earned that. He hasn't been a great head coach by any stretch over the last, decade plus. He's earned the fact that, you know what? I don't want to do this no more. And at least he's not going through the motions, just collecting the check. He wants to just do the smaller part. I say more power to him.
Yeah, I appreciate his explanation. We didn't have a full explanation until now. And how many people, especially in the coaching world, get an opportunity to leave on their own accord? We know that Antonio Pierce just became the head coach, a full-time head coach, I should say, of the Las Vegas Raiders. And I appreciated even something that he said, and we don't hear a lot of coaches say this. I know I got hired, and at some point in time, I am more than likely going to be fired. That's just how it works. Yeah, mm-hmm. good on Chip Kelly. He left before he got the boot at UCLA, and he was able to go back to someone who he's familiar with in Day. So God bless him. More power to him. I hear you, Marco. I'm with you.
Like I said, and I have, when you mentioned like being in management or whatever, I have one small time in my life where I had it for a couple of years where I was in charge of, you know, running like a school basically. And it was me and a couple people, but it was a lot of it was on my shoulders. There was a lot of the part of the job that I really, really, truly loved. And all the nonsense that comes with being the guy that's everybody comes to, after a while, it just gets to the point where like, I can't do my real job because all I'm doing is putting out fires.
Babysitting.
And it gets tiring, it gets tediousome. Now, I'm not getting paid millions of dollars. I'm pretty sure my attitude would be a little different. But after a while, you realize, you look at it and you go, what am I doing here? Am I here just to collect a check? Because all of this is making me miserable when I go home. And I'm not going to live like that. Now he doesn't have to worry about it. And he makes millions of dollars on top of it. You know what? Smart man. When you can step back and you go, this is not about ego and pride. It's about living the rest of my life. Smart. Aww.
Hey, Marco, don't give me no ideas about quitting. Don't give me no ideas.
Well, I mean, again, when you got different opportunities and you got things in front of you, you're that kind of guy. You have a lot of different stuff going on. You're juggling things. You can decide what your future is. Some of us need to collect that check.
Oh, no, I'm not leaving.
That's not
Chip
Kelly.
I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere.
No?
Right? Hickey just said he's not. Hickey just said he's not leaving, so I'm not leaving.
Well, that's good. We got to try to make, you know, sure that both of you stay in this slot for a little bit longer. I'm starting to get a little dizzy with the movement. I don't like too much change. So I like this.
I've been here for 3 months in this new, what is it, 3 months or 2 months? 2 months in a week.
Yeah,
a
man,
week,
that's right? That's what I'm saying. You can't go nowhere. You can't leave me again.
But I've been here for like 4 years already.
I know.
What you want from me?
I know. And then I finally got a chance to actually be there for the whole 4 hours, and then you left me, and you leave me with, you know, 5-10 minutes. So you what I'm saying.
You miss me, huh?
Yeah, yeah, I do. That's what I'm saying. That's okay, what it came out to.
I saw you last week in person. I had no voice.
I'm aware. We barely got a chance to talk because you couldn't talk, and I didn't want to mess you up.
Hey, Hickey, do you think it was his fault?
I think so. Him, Stu, Shep, everyone but me.
Everybody that I saw a crap ton of people.
Yeah, you saw a lot of people. David.
Yo, you didn't have a voice before you saw me. How's this on me?
You're right. Well, you're right.
And I was smart enough to leave you alone because I said you can't speak much, so I'm gonna leave you be.
It got worse by the time I got to New York. Now, didn't it? That's also accurate.
I'm sure it is. And a lot of people, because they missed you, they haven't seen you, sat down. I saw Shep come in here, talk to you through like a whole break or whatever. I let you be because I could tell that you had no voice left, and I wanted you to save it for on the air.
So now we're blaming Shep.
Wow. I mean,
he can probably hear us now, right?
Shep is omnipresent, so I would imagine so, yeah.
Hi, Shep. I like him like Shep. Yeah, at least like the Wizard of Oz. I like Shep. He's somewhere in the back. Hey, good on Shep. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I do have a voice now, which is great. As I sit here with my hot water and agave, I feel a little too fancy. I have to balance this out with something dangerous later. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We come back on the other side. I'm not going anywhere, but we're going to tell you about something that took place this day in sports. This man, he did go somewhere. He quit. He left, and it's not Chip Kelly. I'll explain on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture. But when I looked up the flight, when that door flew off, these people were dead silent. Everyone's just quiet. I don't think I could contain it. I think that's free reign to wail on your call button in that situation. Bung, 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 bung. Hey, I don't want to be a pest. Was there a door when I got up? Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. In a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about something that went down this day in sports history. But I have to tell you about something that just went down a few minutes ago. You heard it from Marco Belletti. It's a final. Minnesota beat the Pacers, the final score of 113-111. Anthony Edwards scored 44 points. The man went 18 of 35. He took 35 shots. The next guy who took the second amount of shots was Naz Reid at 15. Anthony Edwards, 44 points as Minnesota beat the Pacers by a field goal, 113-111. And look, Anthony Ant-Man Edwards is going to have to do a lot of scoring. He basically has the green light moving forward because we know that, yes, Karl Anthony Towns, he is out indefinitely with a busted up torn meniscus, whatever the hell you want to call it. Anthony Edwards also hit the game-winning block, or he had the game-winning block. He actually hit his head on the backboard in the process. So a lot of fancy work by Anthony Edwards, getting it done on both offense and defense. But when it comes down to Karl Anthony Towns, the guy averaging 22 points, 8 rebounds, and he is one of the best three-point shooters for a big man that the NBA has ever seen, that's a reality. Let's take a listen. Shams Charania talked about this earlier today on FanDuel, letting everybody know Karl Anthony Towns, he's out indefinitely.
Karl Anthony Towns, I'm told, has a meniscus tear in his left knee. He's going to be sidelined indefinitely. The last 24 hours, Towns has been researching, talking, getting second opinions from doctors on how to move forward here, what treatment plan is best for him, and the potential need for surgery as well, from what I'm told.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is obviously a hit for the Minnesota Timberwolves. This is a team that's sitting number one in the West. They have the best defense in the league. We know Karl Anthony Towns hasn't necessarily been a strong defender throughout the course of his career. You do have Rudy Gobert there certainly helping things out or actually anchoring things for the team here. I don't know if I'm confident in – I don't know if I was all, like, confident in Minnesota before. I don't know if I'm confident in them now. And if we have to go ahead and think about an example, I don't know if Joel Embiid is the best example because we know he's dealt with injuries. He's torn his meniscus multiple times. Joel Embiid went down on January 30th. We know he was dealing with knee issues prior to that. Jonathan Kuminga fell on his leg. That was January 30th. We are now at March 7th. Let's see if Karl-Anthony Towns can get back in time for the playoffs. And if it even is the playoffs, like, is that enough times? Enough time? The playoffs get going on April 20th. Yes, the NBA playoffs start on 4/20. You did not hear that from me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We talked about a lot of people, quote-unquote, giving up today, calling it a wrap, walking away. Right before we went to break, we heard from Chip Kelly. Finally gave his reasons as to why he left UCLA to become an offensive coordinator and to be a quarterback's coach. He basically said, listen, tired. I am tired of working with and overseeing everything. I just enjoy coaching. And so you can consider it a move going backwards, but Chip Kelly explained that, hey, I got less to worry about. I can focus my attention other places, and good on him for that. Well, I do want to tell you about something that took place this day in sports history. March 7th, 2016, after winning a Super Bowl, finally winning a Super Bowl for Denver, after he got his behind handed to him, it was a 43-8 by Seattle, Peyton Manning said, bye. Peyton Manning said, I'm gone. Peyton Manning retired on this day, March 7th in 2016. The Broncos annihilated the Panthers. You might remember there was some guy in San Francisco, Santa Clara, named Cam Newton. He didn't want to pick up a fumble. Either way, Peyton Manning won his second championship. And when Peyton Manning announced his retirement on this day in 2016, Peyton Manning had some jokes about his daughter asking if he's actually really going to leave.
A week before the Super Bowl, our daughter Mosley asked me, Daddy, is this the last game? Yes, Mosley, it's the last game of the season. I sure do want you to win that trophy. I do too, Mosley. And that's what we're going to try to do. Then she asked, Daddy, is this the last game ever? And that's just when I shook my head in amazement because I was thinking Morton Adam Schefter had gotten to my five-year-old daughter to cultivate a new source. When someone thoroughly exhausts an experience, they can't help but revere it. I revere football. I love the game. So you don't have to wonder if I'll miss it. Absolutely. Absolutely, I will.
Oh, a lot of tears. March 7th. 2016, Peyton Manning announces his retirement. It's sad. Got the same amount of Super Bowls as his brother Eli, though, right? That's funny. That makes me laugh. Makes me laugh. Hickey, today, the theme, I feel, of the show, has it been bad? There's been a lot of talk about quitters and people getting cut. Is that, was this show depressing? This is a sad show, was it?
It's been a negative show. It has been. A lot of guys hanging it up, injuries forcing them out of the lineup. It's one of the, unfortunately, one of those days.
Yeah, well, I can't forget the Chiefs fans who need, you know, amputations, right?
Yeah, it's a whole different, you know, sort of quitting there.
Well, not quitting, but just sadness.
Quitting some digits, I guess, if you will.
Well, the digits quit them? Well, I mean,
I guess that, yeah, that's a good way to put it. Well, the body brain failed.
No, well, the brain controls the body. Who told them to stand out there?
You know what? Good point.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Good point.
I guess if there is a positive, it's, you know, I told you there's a positive marriage, potentially a relationship between Russell Wilson and the Steelers. You think they're going to, you know, are they going to consummate the marriage next week?
I still think there's going to be more teams interested.
In Russell Wilson?
I think the Raiders are a team that could be interested. I think his market will be more robust than just the Steelers.
If I'm Russell Wilson, I'm taking the first thing that moves, but that just doesn't sound like it fits. But I'm taking the first opportunity that comes my way. That's it.
That's it. Steelers call, I'm in.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to play second fiddle. Like, if somebody says they want you and you think that you could fit there, I think you do it. I also believe that there's a lure, and now I get it. It's the Steelers and also the Raiders. These are our legendary franchises, and so, yes, I guess there would be a lure with the Raiders, but there's less stability with the Raiders. If I got to think about, could you see Al Davis, not Al, could you see, that'd be extra creepy, but could you see Mark Davis and Russell Wilson sitting down having dinner?
I could see it. I don't know what they would talk about. It'd be very awkward. Be a lot of water on the table.
A lot of why? Why water?
Oh, you ever see Mark Davis in his suite?
Oh, with the 8 bottles of water. Yeah.
I'm assuming that's how he lives his life all the time.
Just 8 bottles of water.
Sits down at the restaurant and boom, just the entire waitstaff just sprints over to get him like a, you know, one of those jugs of water. He'll have 10 by him.
Here's a better question: when is Mark Davis going to cut that hair?
Maybe, you know, if they do sign Russ, Ciara knows a thing or two about fashion. Maybe she could help Mark out, give him a little makeover.
She's the man wears an all. When does he wear that all white suit? It is a special occasion. When does he do it?
Oh, good question.
He looks like a bad villain from Star Wars when he wears that all white suit, and then he has their haircut to match. Look, I just think the Raiders are a little too wacky for Russell Wilson. At least with the Steelers, there's more stability, a whole hell of a lot more stability. I would be running to Pittsburgh. And, hey, look, they're going to meet, and so let's see if things go out there and work out. Listen, folks, it's been a pleasure hanging out with you all for the past 4 hours. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Last night I left and I said, can't wait to see what wackiness happens in the world of sports. We got Mike Tyson getting ready to fight Jake Paul in July. We got Russell Wilson, who will formally be meeting with the Steelers. We got guys like Justin Simmons, who have been cut from the Broncos. I can't wait to see what wild things happen between now and tomorrow. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, it's a wrap. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. I'm done. I'm gone. I'm leaving. But listen, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned on CBS Sports Radio. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you to you for listening, and thank you, Ryan Hickey.